Smiled. They have you wrong. They had you Leolam. Amen. And again. Ade. Malrud Vegevira Vegedula Leolam. Amen. One last time. Ade Malrud Vegevira Vegedula Leolam. Amen. And now we build the middle pillar. Above your head, visualize or sense a sphere of pure white light. This is Keta, the crown of creation, the root of our being. And here we chant four times, E-Aye. E-Aye. Out of the heart of Keter, the pillar of light descends to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet grey, the art, the sphere of mystery. And here we chant, Yod He Vav He Elohim, I will create. Yod He Vav He Elohim. 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 Now the pillar of light arises out of the art and descends to the level of the heart, where it becomes the golden sun of Tiferet, the sphere of beauty and blessing. And here we chant, Yod He Vav He Eloh Vadat, the God that is known to me, the God that sits in my heart. Yod He Vav He Eloh Vadat. 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 Now the pillar of light descends into the pelvis, where it becomes the sphere of silvers and greens and blues of Yesod, the inner sea, the foundation of life. And here we chant, Shaddai El Chai, the almighty living power, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai Elchai, Shaddai Elchai. And finally, the pillar of light descends just beneath our feet, where it forms the sphere of Malchut, a sphere of shining blackness shot with rainbow colours. So it's the earth centre, the complement to Keter, the crown. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth, the sovereignty of the living body. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. Be aware of the whole middle pillar, Malchut, connecting to Yesod, to Tiferet, to Da'at, to Keter. Feel this central spine of our being. The powerful earth center of Malchut, the moon center of Yesod, the solar center of Tiferet, the sphere of mystery and art, the crown of creation in Keter. As we breathe in, we center ourselves in Keter. As we breathe out, we circulate the light down the front of our bodies to Malchut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up the back of our bodies back to Keter. Breathing out again, we send the light to Malchut. Doing this for 6 cycles. Now we circulate the light from side to side. Breathing in, we center in Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the left side of the body to Malchut. Breathing in, we bring the light up the right side of the body back to Keter. Again, just doing this for 6 cycles. Now we center our awareness in Malkut, breathing in and breathing out. And then as we breathe in, we bring the light up anti-clockwise, spiraling up to Keter. As we breathe out, we bring the light down the middle pillar, back down to Malkut. As we breathe in again, we spiral the light up to Keter. Breathing out, we bring the light down to Malkut. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. And then finally the fountain exercise. Breathing in and out, we center in Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up to Keter. Breathing out, we fountain the light around our aura. Then breathing in and out again, we gather the light. Breathing in, we bring the light to Keter. Breathing out, we fountain the light. Again, just doing this for 6 cycles. Letting your attention turn inwards, we move in and down, finding the inner door in the heart, the doorway to the inner sanctuary, and stepping through that door, we find ourselves in the cloister corridor, and we descend, being aware of the windows on either side, which give us glimpses into our past. Being aware that we are journeying to the place of holy wisdom, the inner sanctuary, the place of light and blessing, the house of the holy living creatures. At a certain point, the corridor starts to rise again, and we see before us a small doorway marked with the letters of the name and with the image of the winged lion carved upon it. This is the door to the inner sanctuary. This is the doorway to the house of Sophia, to the house of the holy living creatures. And as we contemplate the lion, we feel the fire and the consecrating will of that holy chaos. And we align our will with it and open the door and step into our sanctuary. And as we enter the sanctuary, we hear again this chant. Stand in the sanctuary, with the great dome above us, with the four walls of the sanctuary around us, and the four great windows of the holy living creatures. We take our place at the altar, laying our hands upon the altar's surface. Within us is the name, above us is the letter Shin, on all sides of us are the four holy living creatures. Receive the blessing of the Shin, the blessing of the winged lion, the blessing of the white eagle, the blessing of the winged human, the blessing of the winged bull. Feel the convergence of the blessing within you. as you hear the chant of the name. Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey Shin Vav Hey Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey Shin Vav Hey. Feel yourself to be an embodiment of the name, standing in the house of holy wisdom, feeling the divine pressure on all sides. And as you stand at the altar, on one side of you, you become aware of the presence of the Archangel Tzadkiel, the great angel of Gedula. A shape in deep blue and purple, a shape of love and expansion and growth. And on the other side of you is the Archangel Araziel, the angel of the great starry angel, the angel of the divine will. Feel the presence of these two great cherubim. And feel their fields overlapping in you as you stand between Araziel and Tzadkiel, between the great sphere of the stars and the sphere of Jupiter, between the name Yud Heh Vav Heh and the name Aleph Lamed Al. And feel your position on the path as the Hierophant, as the revealer of the mysteries, as the one who bears the letter Vav, that joins opposites, that brings the divine breath into the depths of matter. Relax into these great presences and feel them coming into you, making of you the letter Vav, the shining presence that unites the worlds, the bearer of the name, the bearer of the blessing, the holy living being who goes and returns. And thus, crowned with the name, supported by the great cherubim, bearing the letter Vav, the breath that heals, We turn from the altar and we enter the crypt, descending the stairway, coming into the door of the deep, where above the door we feel that we see the conjoined images of the serpents of Samael and Lilith, and we enter the shadow tree as the bearer of the light, as the bearer of the Vav that brings the divine breath into the places where there are no breath, that brings light into the places where there is no light, that gathers the lost sparks back into the great bundle of the living. As we place our hands upon the door, upon the gateway of the deep, it opens, and we enter the underground crypt that is the distortion of the sanctum. We enter a place of shadows and ruins and the sense of discarded forms. In the center of the room is the great spiraling stair that takes us deeper into the abyss. But for this moment, we stand in Gehenna, the pit of the discarded forms. We stand as the living presence of the light, bringing the breath of the divine into this place. And we recall that the Gehenna is also the veil, the Velon Shemon, Shemain, the veil of heaven. And within the discards, within the lost, we see the living sparks of holiness. We see that the distortions of this crypt as a reflection of the holy house. And we bring the blessing of the name into this place. That the pit of discard may be the veil of heaven, so that all who are lost may be found, all that is discarded may be returned, for the healing of all worlds. We take another step. We step upon the spiraling stair and we step into the valley of the shadow of death, the shadow of the grave, Dzal Mavet. This is the hell that is the reflection of Hod. This is the place of Samael the poisoner. This is the place of the lie masquerading as truth. We feel the holy letter Vav within us. We feel the presence of the great archangels of Ratzael and Zadkiel. We are connected to the divine will and the presence of love and blessing as we step into the place of Samael. The place of the reflecting mirrors, the place of distortion, the place of flattery, of seduction and of lie, the place of the poison masquerading as medicine. And here we feel within us the straightness and the uprightness of the Vav, its connection to the Yud that is the divine will, the presence of deep creativity. And we stand in this place, holding the light, holding the presence, holding the breath, breathing into the forms that are disturbed and lost, that are distorted. And here we remember the presence of the heaven of Hodarekia, the place of the golden canopy, the place of protection, beauty, order, and clarity. We recall the Archangel Raphael, the healer. And we invite the presence of Raphael into this disturbance, into this poisoned place. We bring the blessing. We return again to the spiral stair and step down again into the hell of Netzach, Sharei Mitzvot, the gate of the grave. Feeling the twisting and the turning of the spiral stair that would seek to distract us, that would seek to make us lost. Holding the intention of the letter Vav, the presence of the great archangels, and our intention to enter the hell of Netzach. We find ourselves in a place that is like a charnel house, like a battlefield, and there are strange parasitic forms feeding off the dying. Strange red-eyed ravens. The Orezeb, the parasitic life that feeds off death. We remember that we bring the breath of the Vav, the healing and blessing presence of Tzadkiel and Ratziel, the blessing of the divine name into this place. And we recall the heaven of Netzach, the Shechachim, the fertilizing cloud of sweet water, the place of fountains and blessing, and the presence of Oriel, the light that shines in darkness. And as we bring this presence in, the cloud of sweet water and the blessing of the fertilizing rain falls gently upon this place, healing the wounds of the dying, flushing away the deadness, bringing in the presence of sweet water, sweet blessing, into the place of death and destruction and parasitism. We stand for a moment in this place, transmitting the blessing. We remind ourselves again of the presence of the Vav and the presence of the angels. And we step again upon the spiraling stair that twists and turns as we take the deeper step into the hell of Tiferet, into Tit HaYaven, the quagmire, the place that is the swamp that sucks all down into hopelessness. We feel the sucking quality, the absorbing quality of this place. But we stand present with the letter Vav, with the presence of the angels on either side, and we find beneath us there is sure ground. We are located in holiness. And here we feel the disturbance of the averse name. There is a groaning, there is a discordance, there is the breaking of harmony. There is the presence of Thagririon, who is Asmodeus, the averse king, the king who creates disturbance, the king who creates discord, who enslaves the tyrannical quality of the averse name. And here we recall the heaven of Tiferet Zebul, the sure and centered habitation, the temple that is the house of holiness. And we align with Mikael, the high priest of heaven, bringing the blessing of the Vav, the straightness of the Vav, the will of Ratziel, the loving kindness of Tzadkiel, into the places of the broken name, making the name sanctified, healing the name, that the quagmire may become the living temple of the living Lord. We stand for a moment in blessing. And once again we step upon the spiral stair that twists and turns and would deceive us if it could, but we are aligned with the Vav, we are held by the great angels, and we step again into the hell of Gebura, Bar Shacheth, the pit of ruin and destruction, the place, the house of the accusers and the burning ones who burn and destroy for delight. Here is Samael as the accuser, the inquisitor, who breaks apart all that is holy. Here we stand in the with the presence of the letter Vav, with the presence of the angels, in this place of accusation, this place of ruin, this place of false law. And here we recall the heaven of Gebura, Ma'eon, the sure and centered refuge, the strong and house of and fortress of the divine. And here we invite the Seraphim and Kamael, the warrior angel, the warrior of God, to link with us. We stand in the pit of ruin. We stand bearing the blessing of the name, bringing the clarity of true will, the clarity of true justice, balancing the scales through the breath and the presence of the Vav. We bless the pit of ruin, that it may become the strong refuge of the house of God. We return to the spiral stair, stepping even more deeply into the hell of Gedula, Abaddon, the bottomless pit, deeper even than the quagmire of Tiferet. This is the place of quicksand, this is the black hole where we find Gamikoth the devourer. This is the hunger that would devour all in its rage and fury. And here we stand in the midst of the black hole, in the midst of that ravening need. We stand filled with the breath, filled with the presence of the angels. And we remember the place called Machon, the changeless, prosperous place of goodness and generosity. We link with Tzadkiel, who fills us with life and blessing and growth. So the places of disturbed need are filled. So the desire to devour is diminished. We bring the great and healing quality of forgiveness and the quality of the Shazmalim, the shining spirits that bless this place of darkness. And then we step again upon the spiral stair, making the last step into the abyss, into the place called Sheol, the place that is the grave of all hope, the sink that denies all life, all holiness. And here we stand in the deepest place, holding the Vav. Held by the great angels, crowned by the name, as we confront Samael and Lilith, who present to us the deepest disturbance, the confusion of will, the concealment of life, the eternal division and splitting. And once again we hold to the letter Vav, we hold to the angels. We recall the non-dual Sephirot. And the place called Arabot, the place of the unity of fire and water, the sea of the fire and glass, the desert of the divine. We feel the presence of the Shekinah, the Divine Mother. We feel the blessing of the Divine Father. We feel the deepest light within us. E'ayeh Asher E'ayeh, I am and I will be what I am. We affirm the unity in the greatest division. Adonai Achad, the Divine is one. Olam Achad, the universe is one. There is no hiding, there is no division, there is no confusion. We stand in the heart of the Divine Breath. We are the living light standing in the depths of hell. We step again into the great deep. We step through the shadows and find ourselves standing at our altar in the house of holy wisdom. We feel around us the light and the presence of the divine. We hear the blessing on all sides of us. We contemplate the mystery. The mystery of light in darkness, the mystery of redemption, the mystery of restitution, the mystery of the living name in the living world. Adonai Achad, Olam Achad, Yud He Shin Vav He Achad. One is the unity, one and forever. All shall be well. All shall be well. All manner of things shall be well. Adonai Achad. Baruch Shem Yod Hevah Eloheinu Yud He Vav He Achad. Adonai Achad. As you stand before the altar, feeling the presence of the holy beings, receiving the blessing that you have given, feel the fullness of the divine light pressing in on all sides. For you have performed the mystery of the descent into the abyss, the bringing of light into darkness, the offering of transformation to the lost, the gathering in of the lost sparks. Receive the blessing that is given to those who bring light into darkness. The great blessing that is the knowledge of the transformation of all things, that no things are lost, no soul is abandoned. There is the mercy extended forever. Bless the altar and bless the space you stand in. And now retrace your steps. passing out through the small doorway, following the corridor down, noticing the windows on either side that may give glimpses of things that are yet to be. And then slowly ascending, finding yourself sitting in your room, sitting on your chair, noticing the shift from inner to outer, breathing in, smelling the room that you sit in, hearing the sound of my voice in the room. And when you're ready, open your eyes and looking into the room. So I'm just going to put you into three breakout rooms to discuss your experiences for about 10 minutes. Mm.